Here's a story about living on the U.S.-Mexican border. It's from Youth Radio.
Well, hi, my name is Viridiana Martino Ruiz. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico.
My name is Elena Alvarez Huerta. I was born in L.A., but I've been living all my life here in Tijuana.
That's the sound of the revolving door between the U.S. and Mexico.
Because we're young and we're living here in the border, we have access to a lot of things, including a lot of English. So we can tell our story without a translation. We also have more freedom to cross la línea than most people in the city.
Because I do have that famous green card.
And I have a U.S. passport. Here on the border, we use some words that you should probably know so you can understand our story better.
Well, when we say here, we are meaning Mexico. And when we use the word there, we are meaning the U.S.
The place where a lot of people in Tijuana would like to visit, but can't because they don't have their visa.
Or that famous green card.
There's also these other two words that we also use. Gringo, you know what that means. And La Migra, the Border Patrol.
Need you go in for a quick random inspection, okay? Come right in the middle right there. It's a computer-generated inspection.
The things that separate us from the U.S. are kind of like concrete walls, barbed wire, and also La Migra. But there are borders inside Mexico, too. A lot of really poor people live in Tijuana, and also a lot of really rich people live here.
I live in the top of a hill. It's a gated street. We call them privadas, like a private street, and we have a lot of security and we have a guard. It's a nice neighborhood.
Well, I wouldn't mind living in a house like yours. I mean, mine, I'm not complaining about the size. I mean, it's not like a big house, but it's, well, actually it is kind of crowded. It's very little. Okay, so this is my mom. Ma, what's your
name? Maria Felix Huerta.
This is what she does for a living. She sells fish tacos.
Tengo viviendo aquí en Tijuana 20 años.
My mom is from Jalisco, and she has lived here for 20 years. She gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day to make fish tacos, and she doesn't stop working to 9 p.m. Well, we don't have a lot of money, but, well, we have enough, and we're happy here.
So my dad gets up at 5 a.m. too, but the difference is that he works in the U.S., so he earns dollars instead of pesos, which means that me and my family can afford to live in a big house and we have also access to U.S. health insurance.
Even with these differences, Biri and I have this big thing in common. Both of us can go live in the U.S., but, well, neither one of us wants to. We like it here, and we're probably gonna stay. Okay, for this last part, you need to know two more words.
Beaner and frijolero. Beaner is what ignorant or racist Americans call us Mexicans.
And frijolero is us Mexicans making fun of the U.S. citizens who say beaner.
Yo ya estoy hasta la madre de que me pongan sombrero.
This song is by a Mexican punk group called Molotov. It's called Frijolero. And that's what it says. People from Mexico saying, well, we don't like you and you are a gringo. And people from the U.S. saying, well, why don't you go back to where you came from, you beaner?
It's like, don't call me frijolero, you gringo.
Well, don't call me gringo, you beaner. Well, some people really think that way.
Of course, those people are not the reason we want to stay here in Tijuana.
Don't call me gringo, you beaner.
I'm Elena Alvarez.
And I'm Miri Martino.
In Tijuana, Mexico.
That story came to us by way of Youth Radio in Los Angeles.